Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Good afternoon, classmates. It's 4 o'clock, school's out, but the learning fun doesn't stop. It's time to skip over to classroom 4B, the one by the locker room with the dodgy toilets that the cool kids smoke in, and get knowledge. I think we already heard her, but who has joined the club today?
Today, listeners, you've got the pleasure of tuning in to hear my thoughts and opinions, Eleanor Clark.
Oh, Eleanor Clark, were you... Oh, actually, yeah. Obviously, today's podcast is very fashion-themed. Get onto that in a minute. So, school uniform, did you wear it with pride? Did you take the mick?
I think I wanted to, like, put a bit of an edgy spin on things. Oh, God. Would, like, hem my skirt with purple thread, etc.
Oh, why? What colour was your main school colour?
Like, blue and navy. But, you know, you
and that purple thread really the difference.
No, but what I was going to say was, it's not really school related, but it will surprise everyone to know that I was in my university fashion society. Because I just think, don't knock it till you try
like,
it.
Like Kate Middleton.
Was she in fashion?
Well, that's famously how Wills fell in love with her, because she was in that catwalk show in a see-through dress at St.
Andrews. Oh, yeah, no, I did know that. And I literally did do that. I can show you loads of pictures of me. No princes, unfortunately.
Maybe we can add them to our social feeds.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Anyway, so each after-school meeting of the club sees us come prepped to discuss a different essay title set by our teacher. There he is. Hiya. God, he's really quiet, isn't he?
Yes.
This week, it's a goodie. It is Fixing It Up and Mixing It Up, Queer Eye and Its Impact on the Self-Improvement Genre. So, Queer Eye.
Yes.
Big fan?
I love it.
So I sort of remember the original series, Queer Eye for a Straight Guy, I think.
I loved the original series. I think I was just the right age that I was, I think it was on Trouble TV, but it was like...
Bravo? No, Trouble. Who knows?
It was the channel above Nickelodeon. So
like after that means nothing to anyone.
What I'm saying is, after I'd graduated from like Sabrina the Teenage Witch and I wanted something a bit edgier, I moved over to Queer Eye.
Wait, do you remember The Secret World of Alex Mack?
I don't know what that is.
No. Did you ever watch Pugwall? Pugwall?
Pugwash. Pugwash.
Pugwall. No. No, not Pugwash, not the pirate. Pugwall.
Okay.
No, Pugwall. The Australian teen nobody tells me what to do. No, not me. Nobody tells me what to say. Can't you see? I got a dream, I'm gonna make it. If there's a chance, I'm gonna take it. Ba ba.
It's not ringing any bells. Okay. What about...
So glad you let me sing the whole thing.
Have you ever
felt like this?
The strange things happening. Are you going around the twist?
Poor listeners. That was brilliant. I've been to the actual lighthouse from that.
Why?
In Australia.
Did you fly over specially?
No. Brilliant.
Did you know that a Greek philosopher died from laughing at his own jokes?
Is this like one of those jokes where you say
no, he
someone,
did. I can't remember
do you know
what his
Gullible's
name is.
Not in the dictionary?
No.
Write in if you know that Greek philosopher's name.
I've saved in my phone somewhere. I liked the meme about it. And then I researched it to make
it. That's the problem with young people today. They're saving everything in their phone and not in their brains. Mm. Anyway, back to Queer Eye.
I have some intellectual things I could say about that.
About what?
About, like, when humans first started writing things down to store knowledge externally. Okay.
No.
For another podcast listener.
Hopefully not on my podcast. So back to Queer Eye. This is astounding because Queer Eye, guess how much, I shouldn't have set it up, but guess how much Queer Eye has on Rotten Tomatoes?
20%?
96%.
Oh, I went the wrong way.
Yeah, which means it has more than anything else we've discussed on this podcast.
Yeah, but I think Queer Eye is for everyone. And even the naysayers.
It's definitely not for my boyfriend, I can tell you that.
He is just fighting it deep down. He loves it. Like, so even my brother, I love him dearly, but can be a bit square about things like this. And I told him to watch Queer Eye, and I was like, you would love it. And he was like, you think I would love it? And he was like, you watched it and you thought I would love it. And I was like, oh, yeah. And he was like, whatever. Like, the conversation was, anyway, I tried to text him about something, and he was like, I'm watching Queer Eye, go away. And I was like, what's going on? And I was like, can you pause it? I want to talk to you. And he was like, I'm not pausing Queer Eye. And he went on airplane mode.
That's interesting, because I have to confess that Queer Eye is a programme that I like to put on sort of in the background when I'm doing other things.
F*** you. Sorry, I'm not allowed to swear.
Oh, stop swearing. You're ruining my podcast.
What I mean is, get raffled.
What does that mean? If I look up get raffled in the Urban Dictionary, what's it going to say?
I don't know, but I think my square of a brother uses it.
So, yeah, Queer Eye has 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is a lot. I'm just going to read you out one of the Rotten Tomatoes, sort of the roundup. It
read
says...
away.
Queer Eye adapts for a different era without losing its style, charm or sense of fun, proving that the show's formula remains just as sweetly addictive even after a change in location and a new group of hosts.
That does not even scratch the surface of why Queer Eye is great.
No, you're right.
Am I allowed to give my thoughts?
On?
Why it doesn't scratch the surface?
Oh, God, comment.
I just wanted to say that for me, Queer Eye is not just another TV makeover show. It goes deeper, and it's about, like, racism in America and homophobia.
So we decided to take a look at the first episode of the new version of Queer Eye, which was called...
You Can't Fix Ugly.
I loved this episode. I've seen it many times now.
It's brilliant.
I love him. What's his name?
I love him.
Tom. I love him so much I forgot his name. Tom. It's a classic Queer Eye.
And what's his ex-wife called?
Begins with a C.
Abby.
Oh, yeah. Cabby. Tom and Cabby. Good story.
Hilarious.
So not only is this episode the first episode in the new series of Queer Eye, but it's our first meeting with the Fab Five. Not sure about that moniker. Who is your favourite?
Jonathan Banks. Yeah,
I know, but that's such a basic answer. Everyone's going to say Jonathan.
No, they're not. Most people are like, Jonathan's too much for me.
No, Jonathan's never enough.
Obviously, Jonathan and I are spirit animals, but I love... I can't even remember what his name is, like Davey or Howie, the blonde one.
Yeah.
I love him the least.
Oh, that's not nice.
No.
Well, if he's listening, he won't be listening. But I like him.
If
I love
he's listening, then he could come over to my house for dinner and I'll cook him something to cheer him up.
I love
It'll be vegan.
Definitely not coming. I love the Canadian one.
Anthony. Have you seen all the hype on the...
Is that Anthony, the cooking one?
Yeah. Have you seen all the hype on the internet about how Anthony's not a real chef?
Well, I was going to say, this is
hey
a very
guys.
Basic...
Yeah, he's like, today we're cooking hot dogs!
But there's that episode where they just make some sort of like sliced oranges with some sort of random sauce on it. I'm like, that's not...
There's an episode where they get hot dogs out of a jar and cut them in half.
No, I love Karamo. Is it Karamo?
Karamo?
Yeah, Karamo.
I'm fairly sure.
It's not Karamo. No, that would be like...
Should we pause the recording and look it up? No, I'm pretty sure it is. And a picture of Karamo topless used to be my house WhatsApp group profile photo.
But since the 7th of February 2018?
Yeah, I have changed.
I was going to say, you weren't like so down with the kids that you knew who he
no,
was.
No,
like,
no,
I love that bit where he gets stopped by the police and he's all panicky, and then it turns out it's just the friend of the guy that they're going to punk.
Exactly,
oh, it's not punk. It's Queer Eye.
But no, yeah, see, it addresses like... institutional racism in the American police.
In a very light touch way.
Yeah, but that, okay. Exactly, as in like, it addresses deep issues, but in like a candy floss exterior. And it makes my heart sore.
So this episode, You Can't Fix Ugly. So the classic story. Oh, so we're introduced to Tom, and he's with the Romeos.
Oh my God.
Which at first I was like, oh, they think they're like Lotharios. No, it stands for retired old men eating out. I love it.
It's so good.
Oh.
They're so sweet. And his friends just absolutely rinsing him. They're like, why do you think Tom's single? They're like, well, look at him.
On the Romeos, though, my ultimate dream in life, well, one of them, is that when I'm that age, I'm part of a group with a name like that. So we meet the Romeos. I got a logistical question about Queer Eye. You know when they all bundle in, like the Fab Five bundle in to like first meet their subject, how does everyone know who they are? Because surely when they filmed the first series, they'd be like, why are these five men like just rushing?
Because they obviously applied to be on the show.
Oh.
And it's like...
Oh, it's TV. I've just realised it's TV. It's not real life.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's like Made in Chelsea. It's like, oh my God, like, why did Cheska and Boulay bump into each other on the King's Road? What are the chances?
I am afraid I have no idea what we're talking about.
I'm talking nonsense.
Boulay is a person.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if he's in it anymore. These are old references. But, like, the whole point is that they're like, what are you doing here? When actually what's happened is the producers put them there and are like, now it's time for a bump in.
Anna
and so
is
like the people would have gone
the concept of scripted reality.
I'm just trying to explain to you because you clearly hadn't got it.
Quick question. Why does Tom have barbecue tongs and dish rags by his bed?
The dish rags, I think, is like a something that you wouldn't want talking about on a school-related podcast.
Okay. I think and that barbecue tongs? Is that to I think pick up for, a sausage easy?
I think it's for picking up, like, dirty things from the floor.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. I had a brilliant idea for a holiday company, like a travel company.
God, I thought you were going to suggest that we went on some sort of Queer Eye pilgrimage.
Yes, I was going to say, imagine a tour company that takes you to all the spots from Queer Eye. So you get to go to the bar where Tom, like, drinks his, what is it, margarita?
Red Knit Margarita.
Oh, that's the one.
It's like, it's like Mountain Dew. Oh, am I allowed to say dew as an English person?
You can say what you want.
Mountain Dew. Man and Dew.
You sound like you're announcing the war.
Or like I'm doing the shipping forecast.
Yes.
That's the Brazil theme tune. I can't even remember. What's
Move on. Obviously, it goes without saying that Jonathan is like the king of...
Have you listened to his podcast?
No.
He's got a podcast called Getting Curious, and I'm just, this week, listeners, I'm just really curious about how can we be less rude to bees? And then he gets like bee experts to be like, they're like, hello, Jonathan, yes, so the bee population is in decline. He's like, oh my God, so let me get this straight. So like, the big nasty chemicals are killing all the little cutie bees? No, so...
Sign me up, I want to listen.
There's an episode that...
How can we get on his podcast as guests? Well, an expert in something.
Do you think maybe the fact that I said Jonathan was my favourite, I had a tactic in mind?
Oh.
Podcast collab.
Play the long game.
No, someone sent me a screenshot of the fact that his podcast is called Is Saudi Arabia Cute Now?
I think if I just read that title, it wouldn't be half as funny as you saying it to me in this dreadful accent.
There's one... What I think his first podcast was called Where Are You From, Anthony?
Who's Anthony?
One of the cast of Queer Eye!
Got it. Which brings us nicely back to the subject of this podcast. Anyway, Jonathan and his quotes. I wrote some of my favourite down.
Perfect.
I won't do the accent. So I'll say the quote, then you say it in his accent, ready? Okay. When he says, right now he's giving me penguin wind beneath the wings and I need pelican wind beneath the wings.
Okay, I'm going to have to see that written down. On paper. Right now he's giving me penguin wind. I can't do it on demand.
Okay, fine. It's and that flowing. Other quote about...
I don't know a lot of guys that could just rock a ZZ Top beard.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The thing I love about Tom is his energy levels by the end. He's so excited for everything. Like when he's getting ready for the day. I love that bit when they're like watching him get ready. If that was someone watching me getting ready for a night out, it would be disastrous. I'd be like, oh God, why has she done that?
My favourite moment is when, after Jonathan has cut Tom's hair and beard, Karamo then comes to collect Tom to take him out to talk about like Abby and give him a pep talk. And he comes in and he's like, dude! You look so good! And obviously, he just looks marginally better than before. But and he's like, really? You think? And he's like, yes! And like, you get like, Karamo literally like, just the look in his eyes. And Todd's just like, oh! Like, it's just so sweet how much they all love each other.
Eleanor, if your career as an engineer fails, I think you could have a great one as an impersonationist of the Queer Eye guys.
But I am really going for the impressions, but I feel like you only think they're funny because they're bad.
No, I actually think they're way better than if I tried to be like, dude, you look so good,
that is terrible. But the fact that I'm better than you doesn't mean that I can do it as a career.
The other thing I love is when Tom is like, I love their personalities, they're so open with me and I'm so
he's
open
like,
with them.
They were so open. No, I've lost it. Shit, she's jinxed it.
And he's like, I love the Fab Five, they made me feel great.
And Abby's like, oh, that's so nice that you had that experience.
Wait, let's talk about Abby.
Yeah.
So when Abby rocks up at the car show?
Yeah. Tom's car show.
She says, like, what does she say?
No, so you don't, so they're like, the Fab Five are watching Tom, and Tom's friends are all like, oh my God, you look amazing, oh my God. So they're saying this, and then the Fab Five are watching their TV, and they're like, oh, where is Abby? And then in the background, you see this figure in yellow. Is she twirling a parasol?
Oh, I think I've embellished your memory.
But as in, like, she's... As in, it's that stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like she comes in soft
focus. She's like out of focus and then suddenly.
Yeah. And they're like, oh my God. And Jonathan's like, I love how Southern women like dress up for occasions. They're like, oh, I love
it. I mean, a sweeping statement, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure all the women from the South are like, no, I look like shit. Anyway. So.
Abby comes in.
And she's like, Tom, you look so good. She's just so like sweet and simpering.
She's so lovely. But
she's
then
like,
what does she
say? I love those glasses. He's like, oh, you like them? I've lost it. I've really lost it.
But what does she say? Is that a 66?
Yeah, she's... No.
A Buick Sabre 66?
You are terrible.
Well, hurry! That's from Friends.
Lily, when you're listening, the voice that Lizzie's doing now is the voice that she does when she talks about you.
I should explain, Lily is one of my favourite people and she lives... She's American.
Also, not all podcast listeners will receive a shout out. If that's why you're here, then log off now.
Log off, Grandma. Who says that?
Disconnect your LAN cable.
So, what is it that she says when she comes in, though?
You're getting the timeline wrong here, because she's like, she tells him how amazing he looks. But I was saying to Lizzie before the podcast that my favourite moment is when they're walking around the car show and the Queer Eye guys lose their marbles because this woman clearly knows cars. Because they're just a shot of...
Sexist.
Yeah, exactly. There's just a shot of
I know
her.
Cars. I've had a Fiat Punto and a Nissan Micra. Mm. Automatic.
I can't drive.
Okay.
But that's not because I'm a woman. So she's admiring one of the cars. She's like, oh, Tom, what's that? A 66? A 67? And they're like, oh, my God, honey, she knows her shit. Oh, my God.
And then obviously, like all Queer Eye episodes, there's a happy ending. But, well, two questions. First of all, do you think they ever filmed any episodes where, like, the person was like, I hate what you've done to me. You've made my life worse. Get out of my life.
I don't know, because some of the episodes aren't as good as the others.
Yeah. But also, the second thing that I was going to say was, as probably everyone who loves Queer Eye is aware, this story, this episode had a happy ending above and beyond the actual show itself, because obviously Tom and Abby got remarried.
Yeah.
Do you think that would have happened if it wasn't for the Queer Eye guys coming in and putting a little bit of decking and a few fairy lights down?
I have no idea. But it certainly would be very exciting. They're just two old people. Although, as they keep telling him, he's not old. He's 57. Is he 57?
That's not that old, though.
57. I know, yeah. That is actually mental when I think about it. He's younger than my dad.
Exactly. And your dad's sprightly.
Yeah.
They're not that old. They're not like old people.
Okay, fine. They're two middle-aged people who would have been happy just poodling along doing their separate things. But then Queer Eye
came
in.
Jonathan came along, tossed his hair in a messy bun, and... magic was made.
The rest was history.
The rest was history. So, I really enjoyed this review that I found. Eleanor Margolis in The New Statesman, who said this.
No relation.
To Miriam?
To me.
Oh. Let me tell you how family works. You don't generally share the first name.
Let me tell you how jokes work.
You would know. So this review from Eleanor Margolis, this ease with being affectionate towards other men, along with the tearful displays of emotion from men that sort of come to define the show, that's a very long sentence, are all about detoxifying masculinity. Queer Eye manages to combine all the brain-dead fun of the original, gay men rummaging through straight men's hideous belongings while screaming, with an underlying and rather profound examination of masculinity. On top of that, it has a trait that, in these certifiably dark times, we can only appreciate: pure, uncut positivity. Yes!
Amen!
Yes, queen, yes! Who's that?
Jonathan!
That was English, wasn't it?
Yas Queen Yas. Oh, that's... I think actually it's from RuPaul's Drag Race, but I've never watched any of that. But everyone loves it.
I know, maybe we should get into it.
There's so much culture and not enough time for us to talk to people about it.
I mean, as usual, we've completely managed to ignore the essay topic. We're going to get bad marks because we haven't actually addressed this, which is fixing it up and mix it up. Queer Eye and its impact on the self-improvement genre. The self-improvement genre, I mean, changing rooms, what not to wear. What else is there? Embarrassing bodies? Is that self? No,
definitely not. 10 years younger.
I think that's just rude. Who cares?
Okay.
Also, if you went on 10 years younger, then you'd end up being like a teenager, and that'd be really weird.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go on 10 years younger.
You don't need to.
Yeah, but as in, like, the point isn't that they take anyone and everyone. They don't take, like, a baby and then be like, sorry. Super size v super skinny. Do they try to lose weight? They do. They try to, like, they make the thin person eat loads of food and the fat person eat no food. And then obviously they just keep doing what they were doing.
Sorry, can we not use the word fat? Can we just say, you know, okay, more overweight?
They make the significantly overweight.
So do you think Queer Eye's impact is... Because I think, like, if you said to me, oh, you're going to watch a show where these five gay guys go and they overhaul someone's life, I'd be like, no thanks, I'm busy. But it's so infectious, Queer Eye.
Like, and also, I guess now you've made me list different improvement shows, and it's kind of made me think that the tone of them is very different. I think that sort of late 90s, early noughties, we had a lot of like, ooh, hide that big wobbly belly. And I think you've got to cast your mind back to a time of like Heat magazine and the circle of shame and like laughing at celebrities. So what I'm saying is, I think that people's appetite for that sort of like public shaming has definitely diminished. And I think that that kind of leaves the self-improvement genre not knowing where to go. But Queer Eye swoops in and it's all about like, be the best you can be. It's all like, I am here, I am bruised, I am who I meant to be.
This is me. Just going to pitch this out there. A remake of The Greatest Showman starring the Fab Five.
Oh my God.
Imagine Jonathan as
Jonathan being like, when the sharpest words can I get? He doesn't do that.
No, I'm seeing the drum beat in the background.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write in, send us your suggestions of things you would like us to talk to the death about. Why don't you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts? Maybe tell us who your favourite member of the Fab Five is, whether Eleanor should give up her career and become a full-time Jonathan impersonator. Please rate and subscribe on or wherever you find your podcast, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at ASCCpodcast. Jonathan, any final thoughts?
So I just found a list of his podcast titles. British English and American English. What's the diff? How does egg donor meet egg 18 years later, hunties?
Hunties?
He says that instead of honey, I think.
Oh, okay.
Who was the Beyoncé of Renaissance art?